the Word of Truth Revealed.
You don't even understand what happens out of these walls. You align yourself with God, and God opens up doors which no man can shut. Oh my God, you think you're prospering now, but if you would just align yourself, He has called you from your mother's womb to do certain things, and the gifts and the callings are irrevocable, which means whether you serve Him or not, you're going to see certain things happening in your life. But if you are to maximize it, to grow it beyond leaps and bounds, alignment will create space for your ministry.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Order My Steps. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalms 119, verses 129 through 136.
Looking at 129 through 136, Psalm 119. 129 through 136. Doreen, we will pray for you today. You heard me? Okay. God bless you. Psalm 119, 129 through 136. And the word of the Lord is on the screen. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou useth to do unto those that love thy name. 133, look at it, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of men, of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down my eyes, because they keep not thy law. Look close at 133, order my steps in thy word. Order my steps in thy word. I'm preaching a series called Divine Order. Today's message at the late service, order my steps. Father, I give you praise for this message, and I thank you for the release of the kabod, the glory. Wrap us with your glory. Surround us with your word, but also order our steps in your word. And I pray that as the word go forth, let it go forth unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic or demonic force. Less of me and more of you. None of MLC and all of you. G-O-D, we thank you for your word. Have your way in our hearts and lives, God, and we give you the glory for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. It moves my heart to see people who are struggling press their way into the house of the Lord. It is a template. God will always have a witness in the midst of us to show us what direction we should go in. If a mother whose baby is on a ventilator can press her way into the house of the Lord, take a moment for Jesus, then we can break off God some time and stop playing with it as if it's a privilege for God for us to enter in. It is a privilege for us to serve Him. To serve Him with gladness. Get your attitude out of the equation and let's get into the house of God and let's continue to praise and center our worship as unto the Lord. MET will be tonight at 6. And so please make sure you're back here on time. Order my steps, David asked in your word. And let not iniquity have dominion or power over me. In other words, the more my steps are ordered in your word, the less dominion or iniquity will have power over my members. That is a serious and crucial equation. If iniquity is having dominion over your members, it means the word is not settled totally in the heart. And the steps are not ordered. In other words, God says, I want even every step you make and every pivot that you have, every pivot with your feet, every pivot to go in a direction to be ordered by the word. And I'm glad for military precision. I'll attend hut. Right face, bam, left face, about face. Right oblique, march. Left oblique, march. Dress right, dress. Fall in. These commands, if you never went in the military, may sound way out there someone, but people who know what I'm talking about, they snap to it. You know why? Because we're trained to do that. David was a military genius, and this is tied to his military strategy. If we're going to win any battle, we need to have a strategy, and our feet, where our feet are planted, is strategic. So if we're going to win out there, we need to have our feet planted and our direction guided by the word. And I decree and declare, if you want to see success, you've seen it. But as we taught here today, this morning, if you want to see greater success or God's original intent operating in your life, you need to make sure that your feet are planted and there's order to your steps versus just floundering through life or blundering through life or wandering as a vagabond through life. You need order. You need structure. You need groups. You need strategy from the Lord, and that's his divine order. Even when he fed the 5,000, he said, sit them in groups of hundreds and fifties. I need form before I multiply food. And many of us want the multiplication of God, but we have no order in our lives. We just blunder through life. We'll spend more time on the book than we do in the book. And we need to spend more time in the word and less time in the book. Let me tell you something about the book. The more time you spend in the word, the less time you have of the book. And the more time you'll see God expand the little time you give to the book. Because it will be more strategic. It will be more impacting. If you don't have dearth and width, if you don't have substance and just words, your words are like everybody else. The Bible said there are many words and they're without significance. People are talking all around the world, but we're in a time now where everybody's words are being captured. I never saw Martin Luther King, but through YouTube I can pull up his name and hear things that I never heard before. But I also hear fools, foolish jargon, people who are picking up phrases that don't know where they came from. The phrases didn't come from the word, didn't come from God. It came from philosophical minds or catchy phrases. And we're picking up this slang. But you need to pick up word. I don't need to learn how you talk to identify with you. I just need to listen. But I don't have to talk like you talk to identify with you. I don't have to talk like a baby for a baby to understand me. I can call Dallas. Dallas, how are you? How are you today? And speak correct English and the baby will elevate to what I'm saying. That's why you don't name your baby Shaquaka Keisha and all these other things. Call them by their name. Because name, title speaks the function. So does name. Somebody named their baby Lucifer. Worst thing you could ever do. You know what that means? All right, you want to look at Son of the Most High or Guiding Star or whatever, but you don't know the power that goes with that name. Lucifer, the middle letter in the name is I. Think about you, not others. Think about what you can achieve, not others. Shine, as it were, and influence others. You can't give light, you can only cast it. But while he's
casting the light or spinning in the presence of God. God's light is spinning as it's hitting his emeralds and all of the shining things in his garment, and he's able to influence the world. And when he's cast down, he took his tail of influence and pulled down one third of the stars with him. Rebellion is in his heart. And you name your baby like that and let them grow dreads, but you don't understand where it comes from. You got to speak the truth in them. Order my steps in your word. You want to follow Bob Marley, then follow him. But I believe God wants you to follow Jesus. And I know it's going to mess you up, but you got to hear the word of the Lord. Stop trying to identify with this world and identify with Jesus. Well, I'm ready to preach. Why are structures so important? Why would structure be important to us today? Why would order be important, or alignment be important, or protocol be important? Why is instruction important? I believe structure, protocol, order, instruction shapes how we interact with people. It shapes how we interact with people. So if you are representing the kingdom of God and you lack structure and order in your personal life, your communication with others will be off. If your feet over here and your heart is over there, how are you going to be straight when you talk? You may think you're straight, but if your feet positionally, the way you move, your steps are in order by the Lord, you're doing whatever you want to do, and you talk this way like you're standing straight up behind a podium, if your feet over here, what God sees is something twisted. And guess what? You will not communicate to them straight up. You may think you are, but you're not. Any parent that tries to identify with little kids and listen to their jargon as if you're supposed to raise them based on what they say, you're going to come off wrong. You must come into the equation with alignment, with structure. From it you teach, and God is with the structure. Can y'all see it? If I was telling you the Bible is really out of date, but you know, we can pick up things from it, and I wasn't coming emphatically, like there is no error in it, and I was playing with it, you would see that in the midst of us. Or if I was mixing Eastern teaching with it, if I was coming out of India, or if I was coming out of Asia, or if I was coming out of the Middle East, not Isaac, but Ishmael, in my teaching, in my expression, in my light, and I was bringing all of that to you, there's no way truth would be revealed. But what I give you is coming out of one book, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one way to God. I am the way, Jesus said, the truth and the life. No man, I don't care how smart they are. No man, I don't care how fine she is. No man, I don't care how relevant they are, can come to the Father unless they go through the door. And his name is Jesus. I am the door. He's emphatic. I am the door. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, you must believe also in me. For in my Father's house, there are many rooms, many mansions. And if it were not so, I would not have told you. But I go. I love you so much. I must go and prepare a place for you, that wherever I am, there you may be also. How do we know where to go? How do we know the way? Glad you asked, Thomas, for I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to God unless you come through me. So why would anybody that's been called by Jesus try to get this generation to hear all ways to God, when the one that called you into ministry is telling you how to get them to me? Out of John 14, he is the way. And he's not twisting his words. And those words don't change just because we have modern technology. We must elevate to the word of God. And that's what I'm here. Get into alignment and divine order. Structure and order means something to God. Because you can't communicate or interact from God's perspective with people without alignment. How much personal space you need. Alignment ensures that you will have the space you need in life to function. Not you bullying your way through. Just by aligning yourself, create space for your ministry. You see, the enemy say that's limitation. No, you don't even understand what happens out of these walls. You align yourself with God and God opens up doors which no man can shut. Oh my God, you think you're prospering now, but if you would just align yourself, he has called you from your mother's womb to do certain things, and the gifts and the callings are irrevocable, which means whether you serve him or not, you're going to see certain things happening in your life. But if you are to maximize it, to grow it beyond leaps and bounds, alignment will create space for your ministry. Not confinement, but space. I don't want y'all to think I'm angry. Let me calm down. I'm just passionate when I get revelation. Amen. I'm trying, honey. I'm trying. But I look at myself sometime on the reels like, man, why are you screaming so loud? Come on, tell me to preach. Come on, say, bring it to us, Bishop. All right, I'm going to bring it to you. Have you ever heard that before, that your alignment helps you to interact with people and create space for you? No, people think alignment means confinement. The more you order your steps with God's word, the more you will branch out to do greater things. Faithful over a few in order, I'll make you rule over men, many in function. The more you can communicate in divine order, the more impacting you will be in function. He even increases your speed of movement, and I'm going to talk about it later in terms of momentum. You don't need to be slowing down when momentum picks up, but you will weaken momentum if you're out of order. Let me tell you something. God will honor his word, right? You can be a low-down, good-for-nothing, backbiting, whore-mongering sinner on your way to hell, and you say Jesus saved, and somebody may get saved from it. But to make them a disciple, they can only be, if you're their mentor, what you are. It's called the law of the lead. So God may use you to get them saved, but if you don't have your alignment right, all the things you're going to do, they're going to start picking up your own traits. And never learn how to follow Jesus. That's why we got to get it in alignment. You will pick up speed. And I don't need to be hindered or corrected by God when momentum kicks off. I'm going to preach to you all about the message for the message, and then the momentum, or the masses that the man with the message is supposed to speak to the masses. And when the masses catch it, it'll pick up momentum. Many of us want momentum, but you will slow it down if the man doesn't align himself with God. Or the woman, I just don't like it. I just want to be me. No, you need to be unified with the purpose of God. He creates more space in the area of momentum when the man assembles himself and aligns himself. I believe structure proves to be a framework for our actions. Amen. Would you trust the doctor that just want to sew stuff like that, like they sew patterns on quilts? Or do you want him to be precise? So the more structure he has in his training, you can trace him and trust him when you can't see him to sew you upright and not leave instruments in you. You know, doctors do that when they're high and stuff. They leave instruments in people. But if you got structure in your life, there's some do's and don'ts. You won't be talking and playing and winking at the nurses. You're going to focus on a wound. If you got structure in your life, when you're doing surgery, you're not going to be winking at the nurses when you got somebody open. Like some of you, if you had the responsibility where somebody's heart is open to you, you will manipulate it because you don't have structure. When the light shines on them, they are blind to it, and you're observing their consciousness. What do you do with your scissors and with your needle and with your thread? And who do you tie them to? Do you tie them to the word or to you? Do you tie them to Jesus or to your personality? That's why I train. And that's why I praise him. Because he gave me precision or structure. He made the band before he put a suit on the man. And I'm grateful that I asked him, make me before you clothe me. And you need to ask him, make me before you give me influence. Because you don't know what you'll do with it until it's sitting right there before you. You can turn it. I put the church on a fast. One of my leaders came to me at 5:30. The fast ends at 6. And said, my blood sugar is at 40. What do you want me to do, sir? At that moment, I sat back. And I realized how important my voice was to the man. Some of you will never get there. Because you only see natural. He would have tried it if I said, go for it, you can make it. But wisdom said, please follow your diabetic diet. Amen. And we shifted in how we move as a church after that. Because I came up, well, you fast no matter what. You don't break your fast. God is with it. Now, many of you didn't come up like that. Your faith wasn't mixed with that. So you can easily say something. But some of us came up in bondage without the freedom. And it was tied to our faith. If I were to give that person access, or you access to them, and you're not aligned, and they gave trust to your words like that, what would you do when they can sow into your life? Would you have them sow and see? Would you have them listening to what you see? Would it be luciferic? Or are you going to take them to Jesus and to order, even if it don't benefit you? That's where we are as a church. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I told him to break it, the fast, and go for his diabetic diet. He's still with us. 6 years later, he sold a $50,000 seed into this church. He would have died, I believe, if he followed the original instruction. He sold a piece of property and said the Lord told him to bring the first fruit to this ministry. And some of you, God want to bless you like that. To where your first fruit is $50,000 to God. Not what you put in your bank account. You got way more than that. That's how he want to bless you. And sometimes it comes just by walking in divine order. Thank you, Lord. The man is a blessed man. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And God is going to bless many of you. Walk in divine order. Write it down. Order will give peace. It gives. It grants peace to your heart. It also gives you dignity. It helps you to be composed when you're hit with the enemy's best shot. You can remain composed. You don't have to lose it. You don't have to throw your neck. You have to put your hand on your hips. No, remain composed. Posture is so important. Poise is important. There's a virtue, I believe, that comes with order. It helps us to use our lives and the time that we have well. The more order you have, the less time you waste. Guess what? It's the thing that you can never recover. It's time. Tick, 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 tick. Once it's gone and ticked out, you can't get it back. Not when you're young, you feel like you have it all. But when you get to my age, you start appreciating the tick and the talk and the tick to the tick, the tick, tick, the talk. Or don't stop rocking. You understand. You ain't going to be here forever. And I don't have time to waste. But I wish I understood that when I was 20. You don't have time to waste when you're 20. Solomon said to the young, remember now your creator. Not when you get old, but in the days of your youth. Before evil comes, before life snatches you, before a man grabs you. before a woman turns you out, before you start smoking ganja, before you get an attitude with your parents, remember now your Creator. And if you didn't remember Him, He's a God of restoration.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Order My Steps, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2401-2111. That's reference number 2401-2111.
The Career and College Prep Ministry, in partnership with Team Success STEM Academy, will facilitate preparation for Innovation Games, a STEM competition composed of coding challenges, drone racing, underwater robotics, and much more for students in 4th through 12th grades attending a Brevard County public, charter, or private school. This hands-on project will occur monthly beginning Saturday, February 10th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Career and College Prep will also provide the Scholastic Success Seminars ACT and SAT Math Preparation Study monthly from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. starting February 24th. Parents, head to the Truth Reveal website or the mobile app to register your children today. Email career.college@truthreveal.org for more information. If you are ready to inspire others to worship God and usher in the presence of God through movement, then the Sacred Dance Ministry is for you. Email sacreddance@truthreveal.org for more information. Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina on Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary as we dive deeper into conquering spiritual battles with our new book study, The Bondage Breaker by Neil T. Anderson.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.